The public policy consulting firm HRNA Advisors conducted the research in the report. The report says 20% of California households cannot access basic financial services, such as checking and savings accounts and debit cards. Supporters of a proposed public banking option called CalAccount say it could save un- and underbanked Californians a total of over $3 billion a year. Democratic Assemblymember Miguel Santiago of Los Angeles sponsored a bill in the state legislature called the Public Banking Option Act, or AB 1177, which would mandate the creation of CalAccount. Governor Newsom signed it into law in 2021. Now it awaits funding appropriation by the California legislature. Assemblyman Santiago said establishing CalAccounts would really help low-income Californians who often get hit with private banking fees that add up quickly.
It made no sense to me that you're going to get charged $3 for a penalty fee, $3 fee here, $3 fee there, $30 for overdraft, or whatever it may be when people are struggling. Now, most people who, if you're making $1 million a year or doing well beyond that, may argue that $30 here and there isn't a big deal. Certainly the corporate system of banking would. But if you're struggling to pay rent and you're making a few hundred dollars a week, $30 is a big chunk in it.
Garrett Rapsilber is a director at HRNA Advisors. He said data from the report suggests a public banking option would help people who suffer the most during times of economic uncertainty, like high on inflation.
And as we know, like times of like economic stress impact our low-income communities the most. And so this is a, as we had detailed in our report, right, that this is an opportunity to put money back into the pockets of Californians, on average $1,300 a year, which can go a really long way.
Rapsilber also said the study shows that a public banking option would help low-income Californians keep more of their money, which they would spend, and that would boost the economy.
If we take care of all members of our state here, that it actually benefits the state. It has a virtuous cycle here, that our study found that, in fact, when you produce the savings, it has multiplier effects to the economy that can add an additional $5 billion to California's economy.
SEIU California helped commission the report and is a co-sponsor of AB 1177. David Huerta is president of SEIU California and SEIU West, which represents 700,000 service workers in the state. He said the pandemic revealed a lot about the inequalities that are a large part of the state's economy.
The pandemic also obviously, you know, really amplified the issue of banking, right? And those who didn't have those tools at their disposal. I mean, one, it exposed the issue of the pandemic itself, exposed the vulnerability for immigrant families, especially those immigrants that are undocumented. You know, it's exposed the vulnerability of families who don't have access to banking when you're talking about federal funds and state funds.
Today's findings come as a state blue ribbon commission chaired by the state treasurer is set to deliver a market analysis on the feasibility of CalAccount. The analysis is due July 1st. Meanwhile, Governor Newsom and legislative leaders agreed this week to bridge the state's $45 billion budget shortfall with spending cuts. I'm Zenick Ball, reporting for KPFA.